Happy New Year, everyone! Welcome to the Men Insights Podcast, first episode of 2020 of the new year of the new decade. This is exciting. I hope you've had a wonderful week, a wonderful holiday, a wonderful New Year celebration. Spend it with your loved ones, and if you had to work New Year's, that sucks, but hey, hopefully you got New Year's Day off. As always, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Radio Public, YouTube, wherever you can find the Men Insights Podcast. And follow me on Twitter at IronVozitude for all future podcast information. Today's episode, I was originally going to do my most anticipated films of 2020, but I decided to push that off to next week. One reason being that apparently they're going to be unveiling a brand new trailer for the New Mutants movie. That we all thought was pretty much dead in the water, but yeah, this coming Monday, January 6th, they're gonna premiere a brand new trailer, and it's going to be coming out April 3rd, I believe? So, yeah, I wanted to see how that looks and decide if I wanted to add that to my list of most anticipated films. So instead, this one is going to be a bit of a recap of everything I went through in 2029. Not 2025, sorry, 2020, start again, 2019, yeah. It's quite a year for me, quite a lot has happened to me in over the last 12 months. As some of you already know, I revealed it on a podcast a few months ago, that I'm currently separated. From my wife even though we're still legally married, I've considered us not together anymore. She doesn't seem to like that. If she's going to be listening to this episode, sorry. And that's just how I feel. We're still legally married, officially 10 years. Even though, yeah, we are separated and trying to get the divorce finalized. And, yeah. Besides that, a lot of things that happened throughout the year, the podcast seems to be doing a lot better, getting decent numbers on here, you know, through Spotify and, you know, Radio Public and other places and YouTube and, you know, gaining some, I guess you could say, traction or momentum or whatever you want to call it, through social media. Doing pretty good on Twitter. Vero seems to be doing a lot better on there as well. You know, Vero is probably the only app on or social media site that I'm on where I have more followers than I am following. Because usually I have I'm following a lot of people and not enough people following me. So yeah, that's the only time that I have that I'm. It's the only site that I'm more popular than I actually am. As I always say, Vero is seriously the least dramatic website I've ever, social media website or app that I've ever been part of, and I absolutely love it. I love the people that I've met on there, the friends and acquaintances I've made during the time that I've become more active on there throughout 2019. A few people that actually live fairly close to me, one friend, him and his wife, that they live in Winston-Salem, been, you know, happy to invite me to, you know, spend some time with them up there, you know, whenever I'm able to. So I'm looking forward to doing that sometime this year. And do have a lot of plans for 2020, but I'll get to that after in a little bit once I've, you know, go over what I went through of 2019. And during the summer, had some issues with the air conditioning unit where, you know, wasn't working right or functioning right, so I had the windows opened during the summer and sweating my balls off the entire time. And my cat Angel, who you guys have heard on here off and on since the start of the thing, she threw a rip in the screen screen on the window, went out the window and basically ran away. And it was a very hard time for me because, you know, as you know, I love my cats. I love Angel. I love Boogie. And I thought that, Angel, that she wasn't gonna survive because she's, if you remember from my, a video only podcast that's on YouTube only, you see how small she is, and I thought that she wasn't gonna survive, but a few days ago, wonderful woman from an animal rescue in the area reached out to me that they had found Angel, and they have her in their foster care. And if you follow me on Vero on Twitter, and if you have me on Facebook, you already know that with my current living situation, I was not able, or am not able to take her back to live with me. And so, and for those same reasons, sorry, this is very hard for me to say on here. For those same reasons, I had to give up Boogie as well. And I spoke with the people from the rescue, and I agreed to hand Boogie over to them, because again, my current living situation does not allow me to continue being their fur baby daddy, I guess would be the term. So today, I'm recording this on January 1st. I had to say goodbye to Boogie, and it was truly one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make in my life. And it's like I feel like she knew that she sent that's what was going on, because she was extra affectionate with me, and that just made it even harder to say goodbye. And the couple, they came by, a lovely couple, sweetest people I've probably ever met living in Jacksonville, North Carolina. They were very understanding of my situation, and I handed her over to them, and they promised that they would take very good care of her, and that that they would, when they do put her out for adoption, that her and Angel would be together as as sisters, as I was raising them to be. So that made me feel a lot better. But yeah, Angel, when they found her, she's healthy, she's safe, up to date on all her vaccines now. Spayed, surprisingly, for almost 6 months that she'd been missing, did not get pregnant or get any kind of diseases or conditions. It's miraculous, honestly. But yeah, they've got her up to date on her shots. That they got her spayed, so she's doing good with that. Boogie, she already was good on her shots. She only thing she had didn't was didn't get was being spayed, so they're gonna take care of that for it. And yeah, I said goodbye to her, and I don't know if I'm ever gonna see her again, but it was, as hard as it was for me, it was the best decision for me, and more importantly for them, because they deserve to be with a family that will be able to take care of them better than I can. It hasn't hit me yet, that she's no longer mine. But I know that when it does finally hit me, then I'm gonna be a broken mess, because I'm an emotional guy, and sometimes I just can't help it. But yeah, moving on from that, sorry to start this on a bit of a downer, but that's what it is. It's real life. That is my life, and this is my story that I'm sharing with you all. And other stuff that happened for me in 2019 was I got to see a lot of movies, a lot more than I had done in previous years since coming down here, because for a long time, didn't really go out to do a lot of stuff like that. Like when I first came here in 2008, it was late 2008, so didn't really get to do much until 2009. Did all right. Saw a couple of movies. I saw the first X-Men Origins Wolverine, which was that was a it was fun seeing it in theaters. But watching that movie again a couple of times recently, it does not hold up. I saw the Transformers: Revenge of the Fallen. That was a fun experience. I saw Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. I really had fun with that one. Because anyone who knows me, they know that I am a big Harry Potter fan. Read all the books. When I used to work at Toys R Us in Times Square before they closed that down, On my last day of working there, because it was a summer, it was a seasonal job for the summer. It was just after the Deathly Hallows book came out, so I bought all seven books, hard copies for all seven books, and read all seven of them between September and December. I did take 2 days off to read Chris Jericho's first book because it was released in November, and I picked it up at the Ring of Honor show that year. Yeah, and I just fell in love with Harry Potter, world. And then, I got the then my brother that Christmas got me the DVDs for the Harry Potter movies, and I got into the movies as well. And yeah, I became a Harry Potter fan, a big Harry Potter fan. So yeah, and over the last few years, I had for financial reasons, I had to sell the books and the movies, but I've been slowly getting the movies back. The books I'm still working on though, because I love my books, and I'm always on the hunt for a good book to read. Mostly I read biographies, like because I enjoy reading about the journey that someone goes through to get to wherever they are in their life at that point. Like one of the books that I bought last year was Jim Ross, his first book, Slobberknocker, I believe is the name. I read that. I got that at the store, Ollie's Bargain. I got it for $3, brand new, and it was autographed. It had his signature on the inside, and I made sure that it was legit. I researched it to make sure it was a legit signature, and it's like, huh, I got me an autographed copy of Jim Ross's book for $3. That's a damn good deal. Seriously. And he has his second book coming out, and I believe in March of this year, so I look very much forward to reading that. I think that one is called Black Hat, because the cowboy hat that has become his signature for the last 20 something years. And anyone that wants to buy some books for me, Kane, his book that just came out, I would love to read that. The Mayor Kane, anyone wants to buy that for me as a late birthday Christmas gift, I'd appreciate that very much. But yeah, a lot of so yeah, but yeah, I saw a lot more movies last year than I had in over the last decade, because in 2010 I saw, you see, in 2010 I saw the Toy Story 3, which I loved. I cried my ass off for that. Inception, which was my favorite movie for that year. The Twilight Saga Eclipse. I did it for the wife. Legend of the Guardians, Isles of Ga'Hoole, which is such a beautiful movie, and Zack Snyder's most underrated film in my opinion. Yes, it is a Zack Snyder movie, the same one that that everyone wants to say doesn't understand Superman and Batman. Yeah, he directed the an animated movie about owls, and it was a beautiful film. Paranormal Activity 2, I believe I saw in theaters as well, and Harry Potter Deathly Hallows Part 1 to close out the year, so that was a lot of fun. In 2011, I saw Rango, the animated film where Johnny Depp is a lizard. Deathly Hallows Part 2, also, that was a great one. Which actually, that one was my favorite film for 2011 as well. Shark Night 3D I saw as well, with some friends. That was fun. Paranormal Activity 3, that was pretty good. I enjoyed that. And 2012, I saw the Avengers with a former coworker from Toys R Us that he's a Marine now, and he was happened to be stationed over here on Camp Lejeune. I think Camp Lejeune, or was it New River Air Station? I didn't bother to ask, but he was stationed out here, so we hung out and got to see that together. That was a lot of fun. Dark Knight Rises, I saw that as well that summer. And I think that I have yeah that one was all, I have that listed as my favorite film of 2012. Yeah, I didn't see too many movies for in 2012, so yeah, I think those are the only two. 2013, I didn't go to the theaters to see anything in 2013. Yeah, 2013, 2014, and 2015, I did not go to the theaters at all. hated that. That sucked. Now, but 2016, I went and saw Batman vs. Superman twice. I love that movie. I loved it in theaters, love it even more on Ultimate Edition Blu-ray. Saw Captain America Civil War, that was a lot of fun. And Suicide Squad, that was a fun one as well. And 2017, I did not see, I only saw three movies in 2017. Yeah, I saw, oh yeah, I forgot, 2016 I saw also Force Awakens, because I saw it a whole month after it had already been in theaters, and after social media had spoiled the fuck out of that film for me. That's why I've learned to stay off social media until I see the movie, and also to try to see the movie opening weekend, so avoid spoilers. But yeah, in 2017 I saw Logan, which that was my favorite film of 2017. Such a fucking awesome movie, I loved it. And then I also saw Justice League, which you've heard me talk about enough about Justice League, and The Last Jedi, which was, I love The Last Jedi, I really do. I know a lot of people out there hated it, say that it ruined Luke Skywalker, that Rian Johnson ruined Star Wars, nicknamed him Ruin Johnson. Yeah, I loved it, whatever. And in 2018 was a very fun year for me, movie-wise, because I saw quite a few films in 2018. I saw Avengers Infinity War, which was a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Then I saw Deadpool 2, which laughed my ass off and left the theater with my face hurting from laughing so much. What else did I see? I saw quite a good amount of movies. Oh yeah, Halloween, the new one, that was a lot of fun. That was actually my first movie review that I did for the podcast. And then I saw Aquaman as well. Had a lot of fun with that. My review for that is up on here as well. And I finished the year with Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is my favorite film of 2018. Such an awesome film. Because if you're as big a comic book fan as I am, or like really into this stuff, like you've read the comics, seen the cartoons, seen the movies, and that like you're as invested into it as I am, you would, if you haven't already seen it yet, you would absolutely love Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. It's such, that's why it is my second favorite Spider-Man movie. Spider-Man 2 is still number one. It's still the gold standard in my opinion. But Into the Spider-Verse is just right there from it. It's just right there. It's a very close second. In 2019, saw the, it was the most movies that I'd seen in the entire time that I've lived in 1 year, in the 11 years that I've lived out here. Because I saw Fighting With My Family, the movie about Paige, that review is on here, Captain Marvel, Avengers Endgame, Dark Phoenix, Spider-Man Far From Home, which is my third favorite Spider-Man movie. I know that might not be a popular decision with some people. The Lion King remake, which was, it was pretty good. I have my review for that as well. Joker. God, I fucking love Joker. That is my favorite film of 2019. Such a f Oh yeah, and I can't wait for the Blu-ray to come out next week. I can't wait. Fountainhead. I really wanted to see Fountainhead, but neither of the theaters in my town were showing it. The closest one was in Wilmington, over an hour away, and I did not want to drive out an hour just to go see one movie. So I'm gonna wait for the Blu-ray for that to come out, which I think is on the 7th as well with Joker. So probably I'll buy them both together. And then of course I saw Rise of Skywalker, which my review is on there as well. And I saw that one twice. First time by myself, and then the second time I took my mother to see it because she loves Star Wars as well, as I already explained in my review. So yeah, I had a lot of fun with movies over the last decade, especially last year. A lot of fun movies, a lot of movies that I loved. And I'm gonna try to do that more this year, because we got Birds of Prey coming out next month. That's gonna be a lot of fun. Black Widow, Wonder Woman, Halloween Kills. I mean, I'll talk about some of those on my anticipated films podcast. But yeah, it's a lot of movies that I'm excited to see this year that I'm gonna try my best to see, if not all of them, at least most of them. And of course, I will have my reviews for those as well, or I'm gonna try to get some reviews up there. And yeah, a lot of fun stuff and music as well. I mean, I don't talk a lot about music on here. I mean, because I think I've talked about how Linkin Park is my favorite band, but and of course it's been a little hard since Chester died 2 years ago now, 2.5 years ago rather. But I did hear that they are looking at doing some new music, but we'll see how that works out, you know. The We Are Not Your Kind from Slipknot, such a fucking amazing album. Awesome album, the best Slipknot album that I've heard in years. I mean, I love all their albums, but this one is probably my second favorite after Iowa. And Tool finally releasing an album after 13 years was, I loved it. Fear Inoculum, great album. I think it's a great album at least. And I laughed at the Taylor Swift fans angry that it bumped her album from the number one spot on Apple Music. Oh yeah, that made me laugh so much. I loved it, because it's like, and the fans are like, oh, who are these people? Who are they? Like, oh, they were big in the 90s. It's like they don't understand why it was such a big deal that they finally released an album after 13 years. Because we fans like myself have been waiting. Almost a decade and a half for that album. So when it finally released, of course it was gonna be one of the biggest albums of the year. And I loved it. I know not a lot of people out there enjoyed it, but I fucking loved it. I really did. And speaking of music, the musical scores for some of the movies that this last year were awesome. And I think my favorite score, or music score, or soundtrack, or whatever from last year, is probably the Joker soundtrack from Hildur, whatever the hell her last name is. Such a beautiful score, and I love. She's I think she's nominated for a Golden Globe, so I hope she wins, and I hope she'll get an Oscar nomination because it's such a fucking beautifully haunting score that I get chills and I love goosebumps and I. Every time I listen to it, it is truly one of my favorite soundtracks I've ever listened to. And I hope Joker wins every award that it's nominated for best director, best actor, best picture even. Maybe not, probably won't get best picture, but if it can at least get best actor, director, screenplay, and score, I will be happy. I really will be. And I don't know if you can hear it, but I'm listening to the Spider-Man 3 soundtrack, the score, which is a lot of fun. From Christopher Young, I believe, is the name of the composer. I won't get any copyright strikes for that, but that's a great score if you ever want to check that one out. You can find it on YouTube. In fact, I'll link the playlist for it on here for you guys. Also, like some personal growth feelings that I've or moments that I've had throughout 2019. Like I've learned a lot about myself as a human being that I think only serves to make me a better person. At least I hope it makes me a better person. I'm kind of having a hard time like putting it to words, I'm sure some people understand where I'm coming from with it, but it's just I mean, some of my friends that I've spoken with a lot throughout the year, they'll know what I'm saying without me having to say it. But I was like, I've learned not to, I've been learning to not be the pushover that I was before, because anyone who really knows me knows that I was a big pushover for a very long time, and. Just like I used to let a lot of people walk all over me and push me over and yeah, there's a term or a phrase that's right at the tip of my tongue that I can't. I just can't. It's right there, but I can't say it. I don't know. Shit. I was a doormat to them. I think that's what it is. Yeah. That a lot of them walked all over me, took advantage of me. And I even wrote on online saying like that instead of making a resolution for 2020, that I'm just going to. Can't even remember exactly what I said. It's something like. Not allow people to take advantage of my heart anymore. Something to that effect. Because a lot of people have done that. And a lot of people that, would say that they are my friend and they're always gonna be there for me, they're only there for me when I have something they want. And that is not a friend. That is, I mean, I won't say a gold digger because I have nothing for people to get take from me. No, nothing of worth like that. But just because people know that for the most part, I'm happy to do anything for my friends and people that I love. That they do try to take advantage of that, and some of them even do like knowing my situation with regard to finances, asking me for money. And like if I have a little extra to spare, I'd be happy to give them, but just I don't have that kind of money, and I don't know when I will have that kind of money. And unfortunately, I've lost friends because of that. I've legitimately lost friends because I could not send them money, because I could not give them money that I'd never had. And it's just when that happens, it just means that they were never really my friend to begin with, because they only wanted me around because I had something that they could benefit from, that had nothing to do with me as a person. And I hate people who do that. I really do. I'm trying very hard to. Keep my eye out and my eyes open to those kind of people more, so to avoid being taken advantage of like I have been before. That's gonna be my goal, to not allow people to take advantage of me like that anymore. Whether or not that's gonna work out for me the way I want to, I don't know. We'll see. Oh, speaking of, we'll see. Lot more shirts that I have in the podcast store that I've, created over the or create designs that I've created, that I'm really proud of, that I hope some of you will, go on there and purchase. Let me see. I have the one. I'm looking at the store right now. I have the little Spider-Man themed one where it's like an edited photo of Spider-Man's face with the quote from Spider-Man 3. I'm just a nerdy kid from Queens. Which is one of my favorites because, I identify a lot with Spider-Man because I too am just a nerdy kid from Queens. My other one it says Men in Tights Podcast with the image of a championship belt, a superhero, and a video game control. Because those are the three defining things of the podcast, basically. And also the one with my little catchphrase, "We shall see," and different color variants of for the logo itself. One that it's the hashtag Men in Tights Podcast, two ones where it just says Men in Tights Podcast. One in the Justice League font, another one in Avengers font, another one with the edited photo of the Justice League from the theatrical version. One that just says Real Men Wear Tights. I had a lot of fun creating that one. Another one that says SWO, Snyder World Order, for all my fellow Zack Snyder fans out there, inspired by the NWO, New World Order logo. And I also have the Down for the Count logo on a shirt, which is my wrestling page that's on Facebook, and a little Funko Pop version of myself that's the little character that I have on all my social media. Yeah, if you want to have any of those shirts, feel free to check out the store and purchase one. You know, they're only $20 US. And if you purchase a shirt, make sure to send me a photo so I can, so I can let people know, like, hey, you want to look like this? Come to my store. And if you have any ideas for shirt designs, let me know, and I will credit, be sure to credit you as well. But yeah, I've video games. I've gotten really into video games, or back into video games rather, over the last few years since I got this my PS4 in 2015, when I bought the Uncharted bundle pack at Target. Since then, I've gone on to enjoy the Spider-Man game that was released exclusive to PS4 in 2018. The Batman Arkham series that I absolutely love, Uncharted 4 and Lost Legacy, The Last of Us. Oh God, I can't wait for The Last of Us Part 2 when that comes out. It's gonna be such an awesome game, and also I know I talked about this several months ago that I was gonna start doing a thing on here called, classic video games or video game reviews or something like that. And I know I haven't done any of them yet, but I promise that they will come soon. I don't know if I'm gonna save it until like certain games come out, like the Avengers game is coming out in April, I believe it's April. We got also the Final Fantasy VII remake is coming out also. But I think with The Last of Us Part 2 coming out in May, that maybe my first video game review will be of the first Last of Us Part 1, rather, I guess was what we would call it now, Last of Us Part 1. Yeah, I think that's what I'm doing. I'm gonna do a review for that one to go the for and post it the week or the week before the video game is Part 2 is released. Yeah, I'm gonna try to do that. And also, remember I talked about that I was gonna do a thing like, showing off the drawings that I've done over the years. So I'm starting to even wonder if I'm ever gonna actually do that, because I don't know, it's just, I have a lot of the drawings or that I have saved up on my computer to use for that, but just, I don't know, I just haven't gotten around to it. I don't know. And if I decide to do it, of course I will let you guys know, and if I don't, it is what it is. Yeah, 'cause I'm trying, to bring variety to the podcasts. That's why I have my the worst to best series that I've been doing, and the retro film reviews as well, and the classic wrestling pay-per-views that I've been doing. I have three of the, I've been for the classic wrestling pay-per-views. I'm gonna do one every month, and if I'm able to, try to get them posted on the same on the, like the day that the pay-per-view had originally aired, whatever many years ago. Like back in October, I did Bad Blood from 1997. That one I couldn't do on the exact day of because my regular podcast was posted on the day of. But I did Survivor Series 2002 that went up on November 17, and then I did Starrcade 1997 that went up last Saturday, December 28th, which was exactly 22 years since then. And I have a whole bunch more coming over the next 2 years. Yeah, I already have the next 2 years mapped out for the classic wrestling pay-per-views. You can even, I have it on my little schedule. You'll see some of them, listed on there for the podcast if you ever check out the description. And the worst to best, I do have my Star Wars rankings that will be coming soon. I don't know if I'm gonna get it done this month or next month, but that is gonna be coming soon. And I do have my so I also have Superman rankings coming out soon. I don't know, maybe I'll try to find a day or a weekend where I can record multiples of those and just spread them out here and there. But we'll see how that works out if I'm able to do that. And I just, I know it doesn't seem like a lot has really gone on with me, talking about the stuff for 2019. It's just because a lot of it, it's very personal that I don't want to share, even though I've shared quite a good amount of personal stuff for myself on here. I don't know. But like, what am I gonna try to do for 2020? Try not to get too into political shit because I've seen how that can really, really divide people and bring out the worst in some people. So that's why I don't bring politics on here ever, because I just. It brings out the worst in people. It shows the ugliest sides of some people. Even like even fandoms over out there on Twitter, especially getting ridiculous. Like I was just watching a video earlier today from The Quartering of all these Star Wars fans. I'm sorry, no, not Star Wars fans. Raylo, psycho Raylo fans, basically saying that they want to kill J.J. Abrams and people at Disney and threatening cast members because of how it ended for Kylo Ren in The Rise of Skywalker. It's just you can see you can see I shared it on my Twitter from Data Racer that he had screenshots of some of the ridiculous shit that people are saying. So if, yeah, if you want to check my, you can, if you want to see those screenshots, go to my Twitter at I am Fozitude. I have two of his tweets shared that show some of these people flipping the fuck out over it. And it's like, come on, like I love Star Wars. Like Star Wars is my all-time favorite film saga, film franchise. I've loved all of them, and I am gonna do my Star Wars rankings again. It's just these people are just so. The way they get so obsessed, it's those are the kind of people that make me embarrassed to admit that I love this stuff. It's really, it's just what kind of lives do you have where that this kind of stuff happens to you? It's yeah, I get very, I've been very heavily invested in a lot of these characters, and yes, I do cry and I feel devastated when these things happen, but then I move on. I don't threaten the lives of the filmmakers because the story didn't go the way I wanted it to go. Fuck that. That is the most selfish and entitled bullshit that I've ever heard. Like, seriously, because the movie didn't end for that the way you wanted for that character. You're gonna go on Twitter and say, I'm going to literally kill J.J. Abrams with my bare hands, and even go as far as to tag his Twitter handle. Like, what kind of sad, pathetic little pieces of shit are you? Oi. And I'm friends with a few of the people that are part of that Raylo fandom. I hope it doesn't piss them off because they are really good friends of mine. But these other people, again, if you just go to my Twitter, you'll see the retweet that I have from Data Racer. This is like, oh my god. I've done more than one podcast talking about fandoms and why my issues with them, because there are just so many problems with fans out there, how they obsess over the dumbest shit. And if they flip out and go psycho over the dumbest shit. Phew. It's a big reason why I don't interact with a lot of them. You know, because their stupidity and their ignorance and their. It would just. Just even talking about it right now, it's making my brain hurt. Oy. And it's the kind of thing that would drive me to drink if I was a drinker, but I'm not. Most people know that I am straight edge, but I don't shove it in anyone's faces like that. I'm not obnoxious about it. I've had drinks before. I'm not gonna pretend that I never have. It's just not for me. And there's nothing wrong with that. I have all of my friends and family. Okay, I won't say all, but I would say maybe at least 95% of my friends and family. They love to drink. They love to have a good time. That's fine. That's awesome. I love them. I love them. I love them. No matter what, they want to have that. That's what they do to unwind and have fun and relax. Good for them. It's just not for me. I'm not gonna preach and tell them that it's the wrong way to go about it. It's just, you know, as long as you don't force me to drink anything that I, you know, that I don't want to drink, then you and I will be good. You know, I've had a lot of friends that try to force me to drink. Even, you know, she hates me saying ex-wife, but at this point she's my ex-wife. It's been almost 2 years. You know, she, when we first met, she did try to get me to have drinks with her a lot, and yeah, I did it, you know, just to make her happy. Did a lot of things just to make her happy. But, you know, I hated it, and she knew that I hated it. And other people in my life that they, you know, they know I don't like to drink, but they still make me drink, or, you know, it's just, you know, I that's when I get really uncomfortable and don't want to be around these people. You know. But yeah, that has nothing to do with my 2019 or 2020. That's just me sharing a little personal story about myself. Yeah, it is what it is. It's life, you know. It's okay to be different, yeah. But it's not okay to make people feel bad for being different. That is bullshit. You know, be you. Be who you are. Be happy to be who you are. You know, that's what everyone should do for 2020 and onward. Be you. Be your true self. And be proud of your true self, and never be afraid of it. Never be ashamed to show it off, you know. Because you are who you are, you know, for a reason. You know, you are beautiful because of who you are. And that's what I think everyone should hear that. Everyone should be told that they are beautiful as they are. You know, there's nothing wrong with being who you are. Yeah. Now, unless you're into some illegal shit, then that's different. Oh, and I guess I'm gonna wrap it up right there. That's a good spot to end it on. Well, this is, yeah, thank you for tuning into this episode of the Penitence Podcast, and hope you enjoyed listening to me ramble on for the last 40 whatever minutes about nonsense. And next week I will have my most anticipated movies of 2020, because like I said, I was going to do it this week, but when I heard that they were going to release a New Mutants trailer next week, decided to wait until that comes out and do my list. But you know, in the meantime, you know, check out the rest of my content on here, my retro film reviews, my worst to best rankings, my classic wrestling pay-per-views, my other film reviews, my regular podcast episodes, all found right here on the channel, on the archives, on the Menatines podcast. And again, subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Radio Public, YouTube, wherever you can find the Menatize Podcast. Follow me on Twitter at IamFotstitute for all podcast updates. Follow me on Instagram at Fotstitute for the fun memes and shit that I post on there. Follow me on Vero for anything else. Again, Vero is the least dramatic social media app you will ever find. And please support the podcast, donating to my Hall of Justice on Patreon, only $5 a month. The link will be in the description. And as I mentioned before, the official Menatize Podcast store for shirts, stickers, and wall art, link to that is in the description as well. As always, thank you all so much for tuning in, for subscribing. I love and appreciate every single one of you would do. I truly, genuinely, and absolutely do. And I hope you all enjoy your weekend, and you have a wonderful and happy new year, that 2020 will be the best year possible for you. Not much else to say after that, but, you know, this has been the Menatize Podcast. I am Julian. Happy New Year. I'll see y'all next week.